You brought up cell phones, and since they're so portable and have so many different apps and access to the internet, what other concerns does that raise, and what should parents be thinking about when they're giving their child a cell phone or a smartphone?
Cell phones represent the canary in the mine. Basically, cell phones are where technology is going. Smaller, faster, more access, more completeness. So if parents are considering a cell phone for their child, they have to, number one, consider the child's age and what it's going to be used for. If you have an 8-9-year-old that's in soccer practice and perhaps the practice ends early because it's raining and the youngster has to call you to pick them up earlier, a cell phone is very useful, but it should be a phone. It should not be an internet communication device. As the youngsters get older and their peers become more aware of what's going on the internet and their peers get phones that are connected and they want to connect with their friends, then perhaps you would institute things like text messaging, but perhaps not the internet. So if you call your phone provider, you can, like the proverbial Chinese menu, choose one from column A and one from column B. You don't have to supply the phone with the full complement of internet availabilities that phones can do right now. Parents really don't have access to the phone of their youngster unless they physically pry it from the youngster's claws. Parents should know that if they're going to give their youngsters a fully functional cell phone, that youngster is going to spend an inordinate amount of time supplying the phone with increasing amounts of information. I see every day and hear from parents in my office as a clinical pediatrician that parents are really disenchanted with the amount of time older youngsters and teenagers are spending with their phone. Parents cannot get any FaceTime.